Now, we've been talking a lot about how cold it is, and it was really, really cold this morning and indeed yesterday. And I know a lot of places in Kerry had snow. There's still ice on the roads. And for a lot of older people in particular who feel the cold more than others, it means weather like this means extra costs because they have to keep the heating on for longer. They might need to keep the fire going for longer, or and of course the electricity will all be more expensive at this time of year, all of which puts pressure on the household budget. And not surprisingly, a lot of people have been in touch with the St. Vincent de Paul about these kind of pressures. Mary Frances Behan is the St. Vincent de Paul Southwest Regional President. She's on the line now for a chat about this. Mary Frances, welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, Deirdre, and Happy New Year to you too. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, I know you got over 3,000 calls for help in December. And I presume a lot of those would have been from people struggling with fuel costs and electricity costs.
Yeah. The main reasons that people are ringing us is because of food, energy costs and basic living expenses, you know. And when they're ringing, they're in dire need because they may have debts as well. They're not able to pay back maybe arrears that they've incurred, particularly coming up to Christmas when they're been trying to look after the family and have the house ready and have a decent Christmas for everybody. And maybe arrears are ignored then. So now at this time of the year, people are facing what actually is the case in their homes. And hopefully they're contacting us and other supports within the community. And I would encourage people to do something about your situation, you know, not dealing with it and ignoring it is not the way to go. So we would be, as well as supporting them in their basic needs, we try to advocate as well and point them in the direction of supports that are available in our communities.
On a very basic level, Mary Frances, there could be people listening to us this afternoon, older people, or maybe not even necessarily older people, but people who are afraid to turn on the heating or don't want to light the fire this early, and they're actually listening to the radio at the moment and they're cold because of fear of using up too much oil for the central heating or coal for the fire. Yeah. What would you say to them?
I would say turn on the heating, put on a fire, look after yourself, because, you know, being cold, being miserable, it affects your immune system. You need to look after yourself. You need to eat well at this time of the year when the weather is extremely cold. You need warmth in order to be well. So if you are in financial difficulty, please do call us. And I might also say that our conferences in all the communities around Cork and Kerry, the members of the conference are very, very good at contacting people that they know might be in difficulty and asking them if they need a bit of assistance now, whether it's food, whether it's a hamper, or whether it is coal or any other fuel that they may be using. So I would encourage people to pick up the phone and call our offices, or if you have the local conference number, because many of the conferences have their own emergency number and people can see that number in shops and churches and whatever around the local community centres as well, you know.
What stops people from picking up the phone? Is it pride?
Yeah, that would be a major issue. Feeling guilty that they're not coping, wanting to be independent, wanting, you know, people who are always independent and able to look after themselves. They just want to, they try to manage, you know. But thankfully, as a result of shows like this, where we can talk to people in our communities, people know that there is a place to turn to if they're in difficulty and if they're in a miserable situation with a very cold house, poor insulation. You know, there might be just one room that ever is heated, you know. I know, and older people living on their own, you know, they kind of move to that room only. And if you go into any of the other rooms, you know, you just feel it's just freezing, you know.
Are there a lot of badly insulated houses in Kerry, a lot of badly insulated homes that you're coming across people living in?
Absolutely.
Old houses, I guess.
Old houses, yeah. And particularly in rural areas, you know, and in towns as well, you know, houses that haven't been upgraded and they haven't availed or been able to avail of the supports that are there to insulate, because you have to have so much money to start the thing off anyway, you know. And then when people are older, they don't want to take on big jobs, you know, they're minding the bit of money they have, you know. So there are tough circumstances when you'd find people living, yeah, very, very cold. You know, people renting as well, and the houses aren't being maintained to any kind of a high standard, and they haven't put in proper insulation, you know. And because of the housing shortage, people just have to put up with where they are. They're glad to have a roof over them.
Yeah. Know? And do you find in weather like this as well, Mary Frances, that because the roads are bad, and you probably just heard me mention there before I introduced you about footpaths being slippery and that kind of thing, are there people, older people, who are maybe afraid to go out in this weather, and they're older kind of, people, yeah, they're yeah, afraid they'll yeah. slip and they're stuck at home yeah. without milk or whatever?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody a few days ago, and she was saying that somebody had asked her to come out, you know, for an afternoon, and she was actually afraid to go out, even though she was going to be meeting somebody and looked after. She was saying, no, I think I'll stay in now and mind myself, you know. Now, she was okay. She had everything sorted out for herself. But, you know, going out for the milk, going out for the bread, that sort of thing. But in many communities, as you know, luckily there's Meals on Wheels, and the people who are delivering these can keep an eye on things as well, and maybe have a chat with them if they need a hamper or something like that, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think as well, among a lot of people, there's this perception that, you know, the Meals on Wheels or Vincent Paul is only for people who have no money. But, you know, there could be people who maybe live on their own. They're all right for money, but they just can't get out. So I know you have a visitation conference as well, people who just go around and visit people and make sure they're all right.
Yeah, that's what our local conferences do. And if there's a Meals on Wheels service, some of them are community-based and more of them are SVP. The people who are going around, you know, see what's happening. And many of the people, as you say, are okay, but they can't get out or they can't cook anymore. You know, they're not able to do that. So this is a support they have. And it's also a link with somebody in case they need something.
Yeah. And again, and I know we say this so often, that it's nearly a cliche at this stage, but again, we should emphasise the need to look in on people who are older and living on their own, because on a day like today now, they might be afraid to go out in case they fall on a footpath. Just maybe give them a ring or tap at the door and say, do you need milk? Are you all right?
Yeah. And that is something local members would do, because, you know, they would be looking at various things, handing out various things to people before Christmas. So they're familiar with all the different people and the different age groups they're dealing with. So they would very often pick up the phone and say, are you all right? Do you need anything? Mm-hmm. You know, they just have that habit, thankfully, in our communities.
Yeah. And we could all probably do a bit better in that regard as well, for looking in on people.
Local people.
Mary Frances, is there any number you want to give out, you know, given that we are in a very cold period and there's probably people listening this afternoon who could do with a hand?
Yeah. For Kerry, the office number is 066-712-8021.
Okay.
Right. Will I call that out again? It's 712-8021.
Very good. And listen, before we let you go, I know you want to give a mention to the car draw, because that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah. It's actually, it will close on next Friday. So you have this week to get a chance of buying a ticket for the lovely car that a brand new Ford Focus, and some wonderful prizes as well, like 2,500 holiday voucher, a Vote Island resort overnight, and All Ireland hurling final tickets with B&B and dinner. So very nice prizes. And also to our donors and those that always support us, buying these tickets is a huge help at this time of year. It is a great injection of funds at this time of year, December, January, February, you know, the difficult times of the year for people.
Mm. And where can those tickets be bought?
You can buy them online, www.svp.ie, Car Draw 25, and there would have been people selling tickets in different stands as well. But you could also go into the shop, the shops in every different shop, referring to Listowel, but Tralee, Castle Island, Killarney, Killorkin, Kenmare, Dingle, they all have shops, and there'd be tickets in there as well if you want to pick up a ticket, if you don't want to do it online.
Yeah.
So, that will be closing at 12 noon on Friday, and the draw will be next week, January 14th.
Brilliant. Somebody driving away in a brand new Ford Focus.
Yeah. And Kerry got it in the year before last, actually. Somebody from Kerry won it. So, you know, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. You never know. We might win it again. Well, listen, thank you for reminding us all of the importance of looking after older people during this cold snap. And well done to everybody in the St. Vincent de Paul. I know you did phenomenal work over Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we'll continue to do it.
Can I just say as well, I just want to say thank you to our donors who always remember St. Vincent de Paul and are so conscious of people in need in their communities. They may not be able to be a part of it, part as a member, but they give money towards it, which enables us to do the work we do.
Yeah.
So thank you very much to those. And thank you very much to you for giving us airtime in order to talk about this as well.
My pleasure, Mary Frances. Thanks so much for joining us. And that's Mary Frances Behan there, St. Vincent de Paul Southwest Regional President. Just reminding us that the cold snap is pretty tough on older people and people living on their own. And you never know who might need to be checked up on today or who might need a call. And that number again for the St. Vincent de Paul in Tralee, 066 712 8021. We'll take a break.